Welcome, dear listeners, to our scary stories. In the darkest corners of our world, where shadows whisper and the wind seems to moan in fright, we bring to you tales that will chill your bones and keep you awake on the darkest of nights. Prepare yourself, for what you're about to hear might just become your very own nightmare. Today, we delve into the haunting tale of The Scared Crow. Harrowsfield, a picturesque town where autumn's embrace painted every corner in shades of red, amber, and gold. Nestled in the valley, it was surrounded by vast stretches of wheat fields that shimmered in golden radiance under the sun. Each stalk of wheat danced gracefully with the breeze, creating a harmonious symphony that was the pride of the townsfolk. But as October began its descent, something shifted in Harrowsfield. A frosty wind, carrying an almost metallic chill, replaced the once warm gusts. Streets, usually filled with children laughing and playing, began to empty earlier each evening. A blanket of unease covered the town, its threads woven with whispered tales and unsettling rumors. "I heard it too," young Jeremy confided to his friend, Nora, as they stood on the outskirts of one such wheat field, their faces masked with concern. The golden grains seemed to hide secrets, their rustling a little too deliberate, a little too hushed. "The whispers, they talk about a scarecrow." Nora, her hazel eyes wide with a combination of curiosity and fear, replied, "My grandma said that Scarecrow's been there for as long as Harrowsfield has been around. But it wasn't until this year that it began to feel different." The sun began its descent, casting elongated shadows that seemed to play tricks on one's eyes. The Scarecrow, which stood sentinel in the center of the field, appeared more ominous. Its once benign straw-filled figure now bore an uncanny resemblance to a tall, gaunt man, draped in tattered clothes, forever frozen in a silent watch over the town. As the children discussed the tales they'd heard, a distinctive caw echoed, catching their attention. A large crow, its plumage as dark as the night sky, settled on the fence that bordered the field. This was no ordinary bird. Its size and the intelligence shining in its eyes gave it an almost regal appearance. The crow tilted its head, observing the scarecrow with an intensity that was nearly palpable. There was recognition, perhaps even a shared history between the two. As Jeremy and Nora watched, mesmerized, the crow let out a series of caws that sounded hauntingly melodic, each note echoing the lore of the scarecrow. From behind them, Mrs. Delaney, a resident of Harrowsfield for over 7 decades, approached. Her voice was soft, yet it carried a warning. "That crow, children, it knows more than we ever will. It's been here since the beginning, watching, waiting." Nora gulped, her gaze fixed on the bird. "Waiting for what?" Mrs. Delaney looked at the field, her wrinkles deepening with concern. "Halloween is near, and with it, a reckoning." The very air seemed to grow colder with her words. Jeremy, a brave front on his young face, asked, "What can we do?" She sighed, her gaze never leaving the scarecrow. "Listen to the crow. Follow its clues, before it's too late." As darkness enveloped Harrowsfield, the crow took flight, its shadow merging with the night. But its message was clear, a challenge had been set, and the true nature of the scarecrow was about to be unveiled. Harrowsfield, once a beacon of tranquility, now lay wrapped in an unsettling stillness. As days turned into nights, a peculiar phenomenon began to unsettle the townspeople. The moon, draped in a silvery glow, bore witness to the mystery that unfolded each midnight. Mrs. Garner, the town baker, was among the first to experience it. Lying in her cozy bed, she was jolted awake by a persistent tapping on her window. The rhythm was almost deliberate, like Morse code from an unseen entity. Heart pounding, she approached the window and pulled back the curtains. To her surprise, there wasn't a soul in sight. Instead, on the windowsill lay an old photograph, yellowed with age. It showcased a group of masked figures, gathered around the now familiar form of the scarecrow, each person holding a symbol, the meanings of which were lost to time. The next morning, Mrs. Garner wasn't alone in her discovery. Multiple residents had similar tales, each more chilling than the next. Mr. Roberts, the local school teacher, found a rusty old key with an emblem that matched one of the symbols in the photographs. Young Jeremy found a feather, dark and glossy, just like the one belonging to the mysterious crow. Whispers spread like wildfire. From the town square to the local diner, everyone had a theory. Elderly citizens spoke of a pact, forged generations ago, tying Harrowsfield's fate to the scarecrow. Each account was fragmented, like pieces of a jigsaw puzzle that didn't quite fit together. It was in the quiet corridors of the town's library that another piece was found. Mr. Loomis, the elderly librarian with a penchant for history, stumbled upon a forgotten manuscript. Hidden away in the dustiest corner, the leather-bound book was titled Guardian of Harrowsfield. Drawing the heavy tome closer to his frail form, Mr. Loomis began to read. The script was old, its ink faded, but the story it told was clear as day. The Scarecrow wasn't merely a guardian of the wheat fields. It was a sentinel, its creation a ritual to imprison an ancient malevolence that threatened Harrowsfield. Every half century, this malevolence tried to break free, and the Scarecrow's strength was tested. This Halloween, it seemed, was the next test. Alarmed by his findings, Mr. Loomis knew he couldn't keep this knowledge to himself. Gathering a few trusted townsfolk, including Jeremy, Nora, and Mrs. Delaney, he shared the manuscript's revelations. "We must prepare," Mrs. Delaney whispered, her usually calm demeanor shaken. "The signs are all around us. The crow's warnings, the midnight taps, the trinkets. They're not just random events. They're pieces of a larger puzzle." Jeremy, clutching the dark feather in his hand, nodded. "We need to understand the ritual, the symbols, and what they mean. Only then can we hope to protect Harrowsfield." As the group disbanded, with a newfound purpose, the weight of their mission pressed down on them. The battle for Harrowsfield's soul was about to begin. And time was running out. The atmosphere in Harrowsfield had thickened with dread. The once golden wheat fields, which had brought so much pride to the town, now bore an aura of malevolence. Every gust of wind seemed to carry whispers of ancient secrets and forgotten pacts. Each dawn brought with it a fresh set of clues from the crow. From cryptic symbols drawn on the ground to small trinkets left on doorsteps, the bird's persistence was undeniable. Each item seemed to hearken back to the ritual that bound the malevolence to the Scarecrow. However, the gravest portent came not from the crow but from the town's children. Little Emily, just 7, was the first to share her haunting dream. She spoke of the wheat field bathed in moonlight, the Scarecrow at its center, more alive than any straw-stuffed figure had any right to be. Its elongated shadow, as if imbued with life, reached out, creeping closer and closer until it enveloped her. The cold was numbing, the smell nauseating. Soon, other children reported strikingly similar dreams. The sheer synchronization of their nightmares sent shivers down the spines of the townspeople. Night after night, parents would wake to the anguished cries of their children, their young faces contorted with fear. In whispered conversations, parents spoke of the Scarecrow's influence growing stronger. Mrs. Jenkins, a nurse at the local clinic, recounted a chilling incident. "Just last night," she said, "young Peter tried to approach the Scarecrow. This morning, we found him in the field, eyes wide, his body rigid with terror. When they tried speaking to him, all he could mutter was, 'Those eyes.' They weren't eyes, an endless hunger. This wasn't an isolated incident. Several townsfolk, driven by a morbid curiosity or perhaps some deeper compulsion, were found near the Scarecrow at dawn, each in a state of shock, murmuring the same eerie phrases. Their gazes were distant, lost, as if a part of their souls had been extracted." Mrs. Delaney, gathering a group of concerned citizens, declared, "The Scarecrow is not just a guardian. It's a prison, and whatever's inside is fighting to get out." Nora, holding on to Jeremy, whispered, "We need to decipher the crow's clues. Maybe, just maybe, they hold the key to reinforcing the Scarecrow's binds." Mr. Loomis, still delving deep into the manuscript from the library, nodded in agreement. "Time is of the essence. This entity, whatever it is, feeds on fear. We must stand united if we are to protect our town." Harrowsfield, a town once marked by serenity, was now a battleground. The line between reality and nightmare blurred, and every resident knew that they had to act quickly. With Halloween drawing closer, the clock was ticking, and the fight for their very souls had begun. The sun cast long shadows over Harrowsfield as the relentless days of autumn rolled forward. The crow's efforts intensified, its actions becoming more direct and desperate. One morning, young Timothy was startled to find the majestic crow perched on his windowsill, its black eyes fixed intently on him. Before flying off, it dropped a delicate locket. Curiously, Timothy opened it, revealing a portrait of a man who bore a striking resemblance to him, albeit dressed in attire from a bygone era. The inscription on the back read, "Ephraim Harrow, Keeper of the Fields." Mrs. Whitman, a woman well into her twilight years, had her own mysterious encounter. As she was sipping her morning tea, she noticed the crow staring at her from her garden. It held in its beak a tattered piece of cloth, which it then placed on her table. The cloth seemed eerily familiar to her. With a jolt of realization, she recognized it as being identical to the fabric from which the Scarecrow's clothing was made. Moreover, embroidered into the cloth was the Whitman family crest, a symbol she hadn't seen in years. With the crow's actions impossible to ignore, the townsfolk gathered in the town square. Timothy and Mrs. Whitman, both visibly shaken, presented their findings. As they shared their stories, a pattern emerged. The crow wasn't merely dropping clues, it was providing keys to the town's history and the Scarecrow's creation. "We are connected," Timothy declared, clutching the locket. "Our families, our ancestors, they played a role in creating the Scarecrow, in binding the evil." Mrs. Delaney, ever the voice of reason, spoke up. "The crow is guiding us, urging us to take action." "But what action? And how?" The answer came in the form of Mr. Loomis, who, after days of poring over the Guardian of Harrowsfield manuscript, had made a significant discovery. "The Scarecrow," he began, "was constructed in stages, each piece added in a particular sequence, representing elements, earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. To dismantle it, and thus reinforce its binding spell, we must remove each piece in the reverse order." Nora, holding the dark feather from earlier, surmised, "The crow is the spirit guardian of the Scarecrow, watching over it, ensuring its spell remains intact. It seeks our help because the ritual is a combined effort of spirit and mankind." The weight of their task was evident on every face. The Scarecrow wasn't just a sentinel, it was a complex puzzle, a ritualistic creation. Undoing it would require precision, knowledge, and unity. Mrs. Whitman, her voice firm, proclaimed, "We must prepare for the ceremony. With the guidance of our guardian crow and the knowledge of our ancestors, we will fortify the barriers and keep the malevolence at bay." As the gathering dispersed, a unified sense of purpose replaced the fear. They had a plan, the guidance of the crow, and the legacy of their ancestors. The next steps were clear, but the outcome uncertain. A moon, full and silver, illuminated the vast expanse of the wheat field, casting the Scarecrow in a ghostly light. Its silhouette seemed larger, more menacing than ever before. The rustling of the wheat was like a chorus of whispers, each stalk seeming to sway in anxious anticipation. Timothy, Mrs. Whitman, and a handful of other brave souls formed a circle around the Scarecrow. Each held a component of the ritual, old candles, salt, and the locket and cloth piece the crow had provided. They took a moment to steady their breathing, knowing full well the gravity of the task before them. With the manuscript in hand, Mrs. Delaney began the chant, her voice clear and unwavering. "Guardians of Harrowsfield, heed our call. By earth, air, fire, water, and spirit, we bind thee once more." As they removed the Scarecrow's straw, representing earth, the soil beneath them trembled. Then, as they untied the wooden crossbeams symbolizing air, gales of wind swept through, making the candles flicker but not go out. The Scarecrow's old ragged clothes, signifying fire, were next, and as they were taken off, a sudden warmth spread through the group, making the cold night air recede. But when it was time to remove the Scarecrow's heart, a small flask filled with water from Harrowsfield's ancient well, young Clara, holding the flask, hesitated. She was overwhelmed by the flood of voices she heard, the whispers now screams in her ears. In that moment of vulnerability, the ground cracked open, and dark shadows, like tendrils, emerged, reaching for the group. "Clara, focus," Timothy shouted over the growing chaos. Mrs. Whitman, with incredible speed for her age, dashed forward, taking the flask and pouring its contents at the base of the Scarecrow. The shadows recoiled, hissing in anger. The final step was the spirit, and the crow, ever watchful, flew down, landing on the Scarecrow's head. With a piercing cry, it plunged its beak into the burlap face, pulling free a dark gemstone that pulsed with an eerie light. The wind ceased, and the ground settled. The whispers were silenced. The once menacing Scarecrow was now just a pile of discarded materials on the ground. The darkness that had loomed over Harrowsfield had been pushed back. The townsfolk, exhausted but victorious, looked at each other with a mix of relief and disbelief. The ancient evil, once on the brink of awakening, had been subdued. For now, as they made their way back to town, the crow took flight, disappearing into the night, its duty fulfilled. But in its wake, a single black feather floated down, landing softly on the dismantled Scarecrow, a symbol of the eternal vigilance required to keep the darkness at bay. The sky was painted in shades of red and orange as dawn approached, a fiery backdrop to the battle that had consumed Harrowsfield. The night's events had drained the townspeople, their faces gaunt from exhaustion and fear. But the greatest challenge was yet to come. As the first rays of light began to pierce the horizon, the Scarecrow, though dismantled, began to reform. Straw, wood, and cloth seemed to magnetically draw together, the heart of darkness at its center. A chilling laugh echoed through the field, growing louder and more menacing. The townspeople, their spirits waning, stood their ground. But hope seemed lost. It was then that the crow, its majestic wings outstretched, soared above them. With a determined cry, it dived straight towards the Scarecrow, becoming a black bolt of lightning. As it collided, there was a flash so blinding that all of Harrowsfield was illuminated, as if it were midday. The townspeople shielded their eyes, and when they finally dared to look, the Scarecrow was no more. In its place stood a statue, black and glossy, in the shape of a crow. Its eyes shimmered, reflecting the first light of day, and the wheat field around it was pristine, as if untouched by the night's horrors. The town breathed a collective sigh of relief. Children, once tormented by nightmares, now laughed and played near the statue, seemingly drawn to its protective aura. The adults, while grateful, exchanged glances that spoke of an unspoken question: had they truly seen the last of the ancient evil? Years turned into decades, and the harrowing night in Harrowsfield became the stuff of legends. Every Halloween, children would dress as crows, and stories of the brave bird and the Scarecrow would be shared around fireplaces. Yet, among the elderly, there was always a hint of caution in their eyes, a silent acknowledgement that while they had won the battle, the war might still be ongoing. The statue of the crow, with its shimmering eyes, stood as a beacon of hope but also a sentinel. And every year, as Halloween approached, the wheat field would rustle just a little louder, as if whispering secrets of the past, waiting and watching for the next chapter in the tale of Harrowsfield. And so, as the sun rises and dispels the shadows, we conclude this eerie tale. But remember, when the night falls again, and the world is wrapped in darkness, the stories we share are more than just words. They might just be lurking outside your window. Sleep tight, dear listeners, and until next time on Our Scary Stories, keep your eyes open and your doors locked. This is Our Scary Stories signing off for tonight.